good afternoon, young lady. Oh dear, bad night. Do you have a reservation?
I'm looking for my sister.
I see. She's a guest here.
I don't know. We got separated. Pulled apart.
This is a revenge! You're doing what I'm doing to you! Dropping me in the water!
I followed after her, tried to feel my way towards her, hanging on to, not a voice, more a sense of her, and I ended up here.
I see. Well, if she's a guest, she'll be in the book. What's her name?
Zara. Just Zara.
Well now, I can see the resemblance.
She's here.
Room 114. But hold your horses. She's not up there now.
What have you done with her?
I never touched her. A nice girl, but broken inside. Been in the wars, that one.
Yes.
How do I know she'll want to see you?
Where is she? Please.
Likes watching the sea. Out there all hours, whatever the weather. Just follow the path along the clifftop.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just hope you're not too late.
Found you. Well, say something.
You look tired.
Gee, thanks. It's been one of those days. Well, this is nice. In a bleak, blowy way. And if you're not scared of heights. The man at the hotel...
Dennis. That's his name.
Dennis says you come out here a lot. To watch the sea. There's a lot of it, isn't there?
Feels... I don't know. Peaceful.
If you like, we can stay here. For a bit, at least. Do you want to stay?
Okay.
It should be safe. Persephone can't come after us. She's trapped there with Maldon. I shouldn't have... Look, you were right. They got in my head. They set us up. But that's not an excuse. I'm sorry. Really. And I'm going to make things right. If you'll let me. Say something. Please.
Who's Persephone?
Zara?
Who's Zara?
But you're here. You're together. That's how I found you. Look at me. Hey, what is it? What's... I can see in your head. There's nothing there. Zara!
Who's Zara? And who are you?
Remember me. I came back together. Why should you be different?
I don't know what that means. I don't remember.
We were torn apart in the vortex. Can you remember that? A whirl of voices. Everywhere and when. All of it happening at once. I tried to close my eyes, but it had already taken my eyelids.
That's horrible.
But it was real. Just the thought of it. Being ground to less than dust. My skin is prickling. And look, so is yours. You do remember.
It was like a storm.
That's it. A storm of history, twisting and churning. It tore you up, everything you were. But I could still hear you, sense some part of you. I followed you into it. You held some sense of me together and led me through to here.
But if I didn't have you to guide me, I lost hold of who I am.
No, I can help you. Look into my head. Remember who you are.
I don't know how to do that.
It's going to be okay. Take my hand. Relax. It's like you open a door in your head.
Nothing's happening.
It will. As long as we're together, we can do anything. Here it comes.
Joy! It's Joy! How could I forget?
A Triceratops? On a tricycle? When did that happen?
That's a dream I had, but I remember who I am. I remember! Abby. Hi.
Hi. Better?
I guess. You're in my head, so you know that...
You wanted to forget.
I'm sorry.
After all we've been through, I don't blame you. Hey, it's okay. It's going to be okay.
How long have you been telling me that?
Our luck's got to change sometime. If people think we were ripped apart by the Vortex, maybe they'll leave us in peace. We can start again. Not make a mess of it this time.
I'm not sure I can teleport. I might not even be me. Just a copy. The things that you remember. Like when we brought back Brondel. I remember him, but is that memory mine or yours?
You never told me your Triceratops dream. But we'll stay here for a bit. Let you get your strength back. When did you last eat?
Oh, right. It's me you're worried about.
Yes, all right. I'm starving. But after everything we've been through, and food is important, can't make a fresh start without food.
I'd forgotten you were such a pig. There'll be something in the hotel. Come on.
Ah, you found her. And before she threw herself in the sea.
Not really the weather for swimming. Dennis, this is my sister, Abby.
Hello.
Pleasure's all mine. I can put you in a room next to Miss Zara. Nice view over the trees.
Can't she share my room? I can keep her out of mischief.
I didn't get into mischief.
Shame. I suppose you'll want your own key.
Please.
We'll just put you down in the book. Abby, how did you want to pay?
Do you mean money? I don't have money.
Abby.
What? Neither do you.
No, but I wasn't going to tell Dennis that. He'll have us out on our ear? Is that what they say?
We could use our powers. If you were feeling up to it. Oh.
Yeah. What happened to not mucking things up?
Oh, dear. Should I be calling the police?
Can't we pay some other way?
What did you have in mind?
Well, we could wash up or something. Why? What were you thinking?
That your respectable girls fallen on hard times.
Exactly.
Dennis, please.
We're not exactly busy. We can spare you a room for a couple of nights while you find your feet.
Thank you.
And if you think of some way to pay me back...
Then we'll let you know. I think Zara should build up her strength first.
Apparently, I'm hungry.
Lunch is still being served in the ballroom.
Thank you.
You just need to sign the book. Here.
Oh, right. Well, that's odd.
Yeah, my writing slopes the wrong way. Most people think I'm left-handed.
No, not that. Zara's name. Above mine.
Well, yeah, I was here before you.
But you couldn't remember your name.
I lost my memory. But I must have lost it since I got here.
There's something going on here.
Oh, great. I could really do with a day off. What do you think? This place is evil or something?
Now, hold on. There's nothing funny about this establishment.
What are we going to do?
Well, we can't leave. You haven't the strength to go anywhere else.
So we're trapped here, with... whatever it is.
It's going to be okay. We just need to work out what's happening.
How?
We're going to keep our wits about us while we have something to eat. Well, this is nice. But I can't see any food.
I think we take a seat and someone takes our order. A couple are staring. Hello? Lovely weather we're not having.
Miss Zara, darling. We were so worried.
I hope you're feeling better.
You don't look it, child. The colour of you.
Yeah, well, mustn't grumble.
Who are they?
I don't remember. Sorry, being rude. This is my sister, Abby.
Hello, nice to meet you. And you are...
Allow me to present Miss Simone.
Enchanted, dear girl. You are a pretty one. So lucky with your skin.
Oh, thank you. And you?
He's merely Albert.
Good afternoon.
I should tell you now that we are not romantically entangled. Albert's a devotee of the music hall.
Miss Simone has been kind enough to share a few stories from her time on stage.
It's a pity, really. He has the classical physique. An Adonis in uniform.
Oh, not with the meals here.
Is the food good?
Oh, it's like before the war.
They must be on the fiddle with their ration books.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm retired. Please, won't you join us? Kurt!
Oh, yes, Mr. Rawlins.
These ladies are going to join us. Perhaps you could find them a menu?
Yes, Mr. Rawlins.
Oh, thank you. What's up with Kurt?
Well, isn't it obvious? The poor boy has a passion.
Well, that doesn't sound very healthy.
You'll have to let him down gently.
Me? Why me?
How delicious. She doesn't even know.
What am I meant to have... Oh, hi, Kurt. Thank you.
The specials are on the back page, miss.
I don't think Zara could hear you.
The specials are on the back page, miss. Would the ladies like to order drinks?
Why don't you join us in this?
It's not vintage, but then what is these days?
Oh, thank you. I'll have the shepherd's pie. Perhaps you could choose something for Zara? She eats everything.
Yeah, okay. That would be nice.
Yeah. I'll ask Chef what's best.
No, wait. Why don't you two find a table and I can take the order?
Sorry, miss?
My sister needs a good friend.
I what?
Kurt, she's still very fragile. Do you think you could help me look after her?
It's my job to help, miss.
Good. Right. Well, you two find a table.
What are you playing at?
Sorry, I've got to take our order to the kitchen. Back in a minute. Play nice.
Cow.
Sorry, miss.
Oh, don't mind me. Come on. She's left us no choice. See you guys later.
Good luck.
Did she just call me a guy?
Here's nice. We can see the sea. Hey, it's okay. I'm not that scary, really.
Don't know what Chef will say. Or Mr. Dennis.
You let me worry about them. Sit down. It's fine. So, how long have you worked here? A
few years. Since I left school.
Seems a nice hotel. Dennis is... nice.
I suppose. It's not all he seems.
How so?
I shouldn't really say, miss.
But it's all right. You can tell me. What's going on here? Something strange and sinister. People acting weird.
Mum says it's the war. You'd think they'd be glad it was over, but no one's smiling. Look at Albert and Miss Simone.
The fear etched in their faces. They only realise how bad it was now the danger's past.
And now they've let their guard down, it all comes rushing out. Same with anyone else you look at. Made them all a bit crazy.
Then it's good you're here to look after them.
I don't really do much. Take their orders, bring them food and drink.
Food and drink are two of my favourite things. Speaking of which, where's Abby?
She sat with Miss Simone and Albert. You should probably join them, miss. I have to get back to work.
Can't wait to get away from me, can you?
No, I mean, it's nice talking. No one normally spares the time as soon as they hear my name.
Your name?
Kurt. It's German.
Are you German?
No. But that's never stopped anyone bullying. What did you do in the war?
When we start talking about you, you change the subject.
There's nothing much to say.
Thanks, but I'll decide what's interesting. So, tell me about you.
What it is to be young.
Oh, maybe we shouldn't watch. Just let them do their thing.
It must be difficult for you. Your sister always the belle of the ball.
Oh, it's good for her. It builds her confidence. She'll soon be her old self.
It will take time. That haunted look about her. What happened?
You'll have to forgive him sticking his nose in. He used to be a policeman.
Oh, I didn't mean to pry.
Besides, it's perfectly clear what's befallen Zara.
Oh, you couldn't ever guess.
You're responsible, aren't you?
Me? No, it was a woman called... Look, you wouldn't understand.
You two had some sort of argument.
Well, not an argument.
If you hadn't argued, would Zara be in this state?
That was the point. They had to separate us first.
So it is your fault.
Now, don't be too hard on her.
No, it's okay. She's sort of right.
You see, Constable, how's that for an amateur?
Not bad at all. But you can see Abby's trying to put it right.
You don't know what it took to find her again.
But you just can't put the pieces back together and carry on as before.
What?
Why not? A bit of rest, a little romancing, she'll be right as rain.
Well, Abby already knows it can't be like that. Don't you?
I want it to be like it was.
But the argument. You wanted to do something and Zara wouldn't let you. No. Not a thing. A person. You had your eye on a boy.
How could you know that?
You'd be so keen to match her up with someone else. As if that makes you even. But you never will be. Because you'll always envy her.
Envy my own sister.
And that's why you watch her all the time. She has it so easy, doesn't she? Always lands on her feet. I mean, look at where you found her. A nice room in a grand old hotel. A nice boy already in love with her.
It's never been easy for her.
Maybe not, but it's always been more exciting. Whatever you've worked for or achieved, she's always done something more.
I didn't want to be envious. I didn't want to...
Maybe we should change the subject.
I'm helping. Aren't I helping?
She's helping.
If you're sure.
They have to confront this or they can't go on. Now, that argument you had, it wasn't just over a boy. You wanted to punish your sister. You wanted to hurt her. Yes. I didn't hear you.
Yes.
The rain kept on coming. The floodwater got higher and higher. Then I was out in the water and... Oh, you've done it again.
I didn't do anything.
I asked about your mum and somehow you dodged round it and I'm talking about me. You're a slippery customer.
Oh, I don't mean anything by it. There's just nothing to tell.
Well, I still want to hear it. You know all about me.
You were torn limb from limb in a vortex and you've been to outer space.
You don't believe me. What if I could make you believe me?
With your magic powers?
Give me your hand. Don't tell me you're afraid.
If Chef Caesar's or Mr. Dennis...
Well, I'll tell them I gave you no choice. Okay? Here goes.
Am I meant to close my eyes?
Shh. Don't resist it.
I don't believe in mumbo-jo. I think I can feel something. I'm starting to... Where are we?
Outer space. This planet is... Oh, I never knew what it was called. But look, there's me and Abby, and that's Brundle and Wing.
What's that?
A sea monster. What does it look like? Oh, don't worry. They're friendly. Usually live in a sun. Hey. It's all right. You're not really here. It's just me sharing a memory. You don't have to...
Get out of my head! Get out of my...
Okay, sorry. Look.
I should get back to my work.
But Kurt... Kurt! Oh, great.
Yeah, all right. Don't stare. Kurt just had to go back to work.
I'm sure he's just shy.
Thank you, Albert. That's kind. Oh, we'd better still get our food.
Don't let that become a habit.
What?
Disappointed in love, so you take solace in eating.
And then never stop. Quite like the thought of that, if the food's good. Hey, did you hear that? We're talking about food. Abby? You okay? Hey! Talking to you.
I was listening.
I think I messed up our order. Might have to go somewhere else if you want to eat.
Do I want to eat?
When do you not want to eat? Hey, what is it? Abby?
Who's Abby?
All right. What have you done to her?
We haven't done anything.
We were talking. It got a bit personal.
And you sucked her brains out. Is that what you did to me?
She told us you make her feel envious. She wanted to punish you.
Oh, I see. You're trying to break us apart, but let me tell you something. When we're together, we can do anything. Abby, take my hand. It's going to be okay. I just need to... You okay?
I was lost, but you found me.
It's these two. They're feeding on our memories. Is that why Kurt couldn't tell me anything about his life? You've been feasting on him?
Now, hang on a moment.
We haven't done anything.
You can't hide it from us. We can see in your heads, see exactly what you...
What are you doing to me? Quit!
Oh, that's me on stage. Oh, and look how they love me. They love me. They did. Was a long time ago.
What on earth did you do to her?
She showed me what I've lost.
No, it wasn't her. She doesn't have any powers.
She's just a sad old lady.
But once I was a star.
Wait. These girls owe you an apology.
Oh, yes. Oh, we're sorry. We thought you were draining us.
Feeding on your youth and vitality. Oh, I only wish I could. If you'll excuse me.
Nope, Abby, let her go. I think you've done enough.
We'll make it up to her.
How?
I don't know. Albert, what can we do?
You got in her head.
Kind of. We didn't mean to upset her.
Well, she didn't mean to do whatever she did.
Then she did do something.
I don't think she even knows, but every conversation, it's as if she has to win.
She needs to know she can still command attention.
With me, it's a constant stream of gossip from her time on the stage. Names I've never heard of. Caught up in illicit affairs.
Oh, you're not a fan of the stage?
Told her that so she'd stop. Well, she wouldn't take no for an answer.
You pretended to be gay.
It worked, didn't it?
But there's a man called Michael. He has dimples when he smiles. Sorry, I was just checking you didn't have powers either.
I'd be grateful if you kept what you saw to yourselves. What are you two?
You don't seem scared.
Seen a lot of things in my time. Terrible things people are capable of. And you don't seem to mean any harm.
We don't.
But the things we can do. We've done a lot of damage. We're trying to put things right.
Good. Like to think there's redemption.
But if Miss Simone doesn't have powers, and you don't, how did we lose our memories?
You know, don't you?
I reckon I've an idea. Miss Simone has to dominate. But you two are young and brash and easy on the eye. So how can she compete? She undermines you. Makes you doubt yourselves.
Then she does have powers.
Well, not like yours, but of a sort. Chooses words for maximum effect. If she's even aware that she does it.
Oh, it's like when we were new. Anyone we met had an influence.
We got past that. We're our own people.
It must be all we've been through. Being torn apart. It's left us exposed.
You really were torn apart?
I don't recommend it.
But what are we going to do? We can't stay here like this.
We won't be any better off going anywhere else.
You should stay where you are. Rest. Build your strength up.
But what about Miss Simone?
Now you know, you can guard against it. I'll keep my eye on her too.
Thank you. I think you're right. We'll take it easy for a bit. Have a few good meals.
That's a point. Where's our order got to? I'm starving.
I think I scared Kurt off.
Well, he can still do his job.
Oh, wait, here's Dennis.
Albert. Sorry, I need a word in private.
Ladies, if you'll excuse me.
Oh, he's nice, isn't he, Albert?
That looks serious. Oh, you don't think Kurt complained about me?
No, they'll drag you off in chains. No. No, it's something else.
What is it? What's wrong?
Ladies, there's no easy way to say this.
What is it?
Zara, I'm sorry.
It's Kurt. Something's happened to Kurt.
Is he all right? Oh, tell me he's all right.
I'm afraid he's dead. It looks like he's been murdered. Ladies, keep back. You really don't want to see.
I need to... Oh.
Poor kid. Who'd do a thing like that?
Oh, Kurt.
Oh, it's a blow to the back of his head.
It took him by surprise. That's good, isn't it?
You what?
Would have been quick. Might not have even known. Abby, please, don't touch.
Oh, I was just going to close his eyes.
I know, but we mustn't touch.
Police are on their way. I just thought, Mr. Rawlings, you'd know what to do.
We leave this well alone until the experts get here. And we should probably get everybody into the ballroom. Guests and staff, no exceptions. It would probably help to know if anyone is missing.
Got you. Anyone who's not where they should be has got to be our man.
I wish it were that simple.
Right, our man or lady.
No, I mean... There are lots of reasons why someone would be somewhere you wouldn't expect. People can rarely account for where they've been when you need them to.
Well, then anyone could have done it.
We didn't. I mean, Albert was with us the whole time.
Unless you used your powers.
What? You don't really think...
I don't know what to think. That's the point. We leave this to the professionals.
Come on, then. I'll lock the door.
Zara?
He looks like he's smiling. I never saw him smile.
Well, we can't help him now. But we can catch whoever did this. Maybe you and your sister can help me.
We're not detectives.
And you said it might have been us.
It might. But while we wait with all the suspects, perhaps you could look in their heads? Right. Everyone's here and accounted for. How do you want to do this? I can get them to line up.
It's best like this, when they don't know we're doing it, so they don't resist. Are you okay?
I'm not sure I'm strong enough, but we'll see. Come on, give me your hand.
Right. How long does it take?
Is it working?
I can hear something. I can hear...
What does it take to read a room full of minds?
It wasn't anyone here.
What? Already?
Well, there's a lot of secrets, ordinary hopes and fears, but nobody knows what happened to Kurt.
Well, then it's someone else. We'll check again. Make sure no one's missing.
Or it's not a guest or the staff. Someone could have wandered in.
Well, that could make tracing them a problem.
But this is ridiculous. Why can't I wait in my room?
Looks like the herd are getting restless.
No, it's all right. Leave her to us.
Are you sure? After what happened last time?
We'll go together. You need to get on with your search.
Be careful.
I mean, I understand why they need everyone else in one place.
Miss Simone?
No. No, I don't think I can bear it.
But we wanted to say sorry. Really. We're sorry.
What you did was so cruel.
We know. The thing is, we're vulnerable to strong personalities.
You mean I bullied you?
I mean it's clear why you were a star. The way you command the attention of an audience, even now.
Well, it would only be spiteful to hold a grudge. You're both so young, so green. Why don't you have a seat?
Thank you. I'm sure it won't take the police long to get here.
It's an awful business. Not my first murder, of course. 1923, Palace Theatre, Northampton.
Where were you when you heard?
In the wings, darling. A heartbeat before my soliloquy. The odious inspector couldn't understand why I still went on. Man was a philistine.
I think Abby meant about Kurt.
Oh. I was in my room after you'd both accused me of... For heaven's sake, you think I had something to do with it?
No, no, not at all. We were making conversation.
Call the police! Albert! Where's Albert? This is just too
please,
much!
Please, Miss Simone, we didn't mean anything. We already know that you're innocent.
You looked in my head!
We look in everyone's head. It's not like we singled you out.
And that makes it all right.
Albert asked us to do it. He thought we might catch the killer.
How do we know you didn't do it?
We were with Albert.
Well, you could have changed his memory. And before you deny it, you can't know for sure. The last time we spoke, you didn't know your own names.
She does have a point. I don't mean we did it. I mean we're the obvious suspects. Albert saw what we can do.
You mean someone setting us up?
Young people. The world doesn't revolve around you.
It could just be a coincidence, but it feels like we're being backed into a corner.
What do you want to do? Wait. Did you feel that? Something's...
Oh, what now? Some people can't wait quietly.
There's a fire.
But don't start a panic. There's nothing... Oh, my word!
Everybody out! We've got to get the people out!
Where did it come from? Who started it?
We can worry about that later.
The windows! Everyone over there!
Won't open! Oh, it's got to open!
Dennis, we'll have the key!
But we can't wait! Zara, chair!
Good thinking! All right, in an orderly manner.
Well then, ladies first.
That's it, keep going.
Why? What have you done to my window?
We have to get people out.
All right then, come on, everyone out.
Hang on, where's Albert?
Last time I saw him in reception, he'll have got out that way.
Are you sure?
No.
I'll find him.
Zara, no!
No, you don't, miss. Not losing both of you.
Oh, what are you doing? Get off!
You're very welcome, miss. Everyone back! Oh, get back!
Let me go! Zara's still in there!
Please, Abby, you have to come away!
But Zara!
I know! But feel that! This gale will soon put paint to the fire!
Oh, I'm not so sure! The wind is helping it spread! The whole place is gonna go!
Zara!
Albert!
Zara! What are you doing in here?
I came looking for you, didn't I?
Oh, thank you. Did everyone else get out?
I think so. Is that why you came back?
Well, it's me that put them all in the ballroom. If anything's happened to them...
It hasn't. But we've got to get out of here. Come on.
Which way?
Through here.
We can't go that way.
No, all right. What do you suggest?
I don't know.
Move!
Can't we stand nearer the blaze? It's absolutely perishing out here.
Here, Miss Simone, take my jacket.
You are a gallant. Sorry, Abby. Age before beauty. Now, did anyone see how it started?
Where do you think you're going?
To help Zara.
There's nothing you can do, and I need your help. This lot can't stay out here. They'll catch their deaths. Abby.
What do you want me to do?
We need to get them under cover, but there isn't anywhere.
There's the King's Head.
But that must be 2 miles away.
There isn't anything else. Abby?
Oh, leave her be. Now then, everyone. You there, pipe down. It's doing no good us being out in this weather. So we'll go to the King's Head.
It's not too far. It's just down the cliff top path. Go on.
I'm sure the hotel will stand our drinks. That's it. Off you go. You don't mind, do you? I mean, they won't take it out of your wages.
Anything to get them clear. I'll wait for the police and to see... Will you take Abby with you?
Of course. Come along, dear.
Well, I'm not going anywhere.
There's nothing that you can do here. And you're as cold as ice.
I'm not going! Zara!
Wait, Abby! Come back!
The way to reception is blocked too. Is there another way out? Albert!
I think there's a way through the kitchen.
I doubt it. I think that's where the fire started.
Then we'll never get out.
We're still here, aren't we? Keep low and put this over your mouth.
Ground floor is a no. Let's move upstairs.
After you, Miss Zara.
I don't understand how the fire spread so quickly.
These old buildings.
Even so.
You don't think it was an accident?
Do you?
Everyone was in the ballroom. They're all accounted for. Everyone but me.
Did you start the fire?
No.
Then there must be someone else. Come on, upstairs.
But how will we get out?
There'll be a fire escape or something. Hey, it's going to be okay. What was that?
Zara, I think I saw someone.
What? Is someone there? Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear.
There is someone.
Well, where are you? We'll come and get you.
You're coming to get me. Oh no, I'm coming to get you.
Wait! Come back!
Zara's in there!
You can't do anything for her.
I have to do something. There's a door up here. Let me go!
This is for your own good.
Miss Simone! Help! Zara!
What you hurt? Let me get my breath back.
Well, that's just it. I can't die, and neither can she. Not while we're together.
What does that even...
Girl! Abby! Wait! Come back!
I'm not losing her again!
But you'll be burned alive!
Oh, go after her!
What?
Oh, really? Men!
Zara! Zara!
Abby! Really? Come out of here at once!
What are you doing? Go back!
That's what I'm telling you! There's no point you both being killed!
I have to find Zara! As soon as I do, we can teleport to safety!
But you won't find her in all this! Any minute now, this place is going to... Look out!
Are you all right?
You're going to be filthy! Abby, you've blocked our way out!
I said you should have gone back!
We're trapped!
Hey, we'll find another way! Come on, you stick with me!
Who is it?
I don't know. Come on.
You can't escape me. You can never escape me.
He must have started the fire.
Oh, you think? Through here.
All right. Oh, this room's smaller than mine.
At least it's not on fire. Help me barricade the door.
Yes. Try not to breathe in the smoke.
I'd work that out, thank you. We don't have long. This room will go up in a minute, and whoever that is outside...
I couldn't see who it was. Just a silhouette, dark in the heart of the flames.
It doesn't matter. We have to get away.
Anyone at home?
Who are you? Why are you doing this?
Open the door and you'll see.
This chair won't hold him long.
Well, help me with the window.
He won't budge.
Fine. That's better. Put the curtain over the frame so we're not cut to pieces.
Right. Oh, it's too far to jump.
So hot out here. I'm roasting. Please let me in.
The drain pipe.
Will it take our weight?
Oh, only one way to find out. After you.
I can't.
Oh, don't be a baby.
No, I mean ladies first.
Fine. Such a gentleman. Oh, that doesn't sound very healthy.
Just go gently. Don't want to pull it out of the wall.
You just want an excuse not to do this. It's not as difficult as you think. Just need to hand over hand. What was that?
So, it's you.
Who is it? Albert, who's there?
Zara! Go! Go!
Albert!
Zara!
Dennis! Someone's got Albert! Whoever started the fire!
But did you see who?
No! I'm going back! Albert, I'm coming!
Wait, come back!
I'm not leaving Albert!
Look out! It's coming over the wall!
I'm almost there! I'm almost there!
pushing me.
Are you saying I weigh too much?
Perish the thought. Oh, there's no sign of Albert.
I couldn't reach him. We're going to sort this. I just need Abby with me. Where is she?
That's what I came to tell you. She went in looking for you. Miss Simone went with her.
What? But there's a killer in there.
Stay on the right. We can squeeze past if we're quick.
I'm right behind you.
Okay. Nothing simpler. Just one foot after the other. Oh,
Abby, are you all right?
Yeah, just made me jump. Okay, we can't get out that way either.
Well, then we go back. Come on, take my hand.
Sorry, it's just... I can feel something. Oh, there's someone else here.
It must be your sister. Let's hope she found Albert.
No, it's not them. It's someone different. It's someone... twisted. Did you hear that?
There's only the fire. Come on, we have to go.
You heard it that time.
Must be our senses playing trick.
I can see you.
I can feel his mind. It's twisted out of shape.
Well, there's two of us and only one of him.
I can't fight. I don't know how.
You can't fight me. I'm light as air, intangible as smoke.
There's no way we can go.
You're mine, dear heart. I'll take the old girl first.
Pay no attention. I've heard his sort before.
He's inside my head.
Well, that's what he does, hiding in the darkness while you're up on stage. So brave, so clever to call out vicious names.
I never called you nothing, you fat old rancid ham.
Come out where we can see you. Come on, boy. We're waiting. No, I didn't think so.
You scared him off.
I won't be intimidated by the likes of him. I'd forgotten what it could be like. Now come on, Abby, take my hand. We're getting out of this.
Abby!
Don't fuss, dear. Let her catch her breath.
What were you thinking? Running into a burning building.
I could ask you the same thing.
We should get back. The place will come crashing down.
You didn't find Albert.
I did. But then... there was someone else in there.
With a twisted mind.
I didn't look. I got away and Albert... well, he didn't make it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I should have let him go first.
Well, then you'd be the one who was lost.
You know that's not true.
Come along, girls. We'll soon be at the pub. Let's hope the others haven't polished off the vermouth.
She seems different.
Oh, you should have seen her. Miss Simone, I never thanked you. I don't think I'd have made it out if you hadn't been there.
It felt good to stand up to that bully. For the first time in goodness knows how long, I don't feel afraid.
What would you be afraid of?
That no one would remember. But who cares what they think?
Good for you, Miss S.
And you can cut that out, Mr. Dennis. I've met your sort before as well.
What's that meant to me?
I'm sure you wouldn't know.
Hang on a minute. What did I do?
That's exactly my point. You never do anything. Abby and I ran into that building, and where were you?
Oh, I've just got more sense. I could see it wouldn't do any good.
You're a coward. Oh.
What about you? Living your life in a hotel, playing Let's Pretend, leaving real life at reception. Isn't that why you're here?
It is. It was. But I've learned my lesson. You hear that, girls? We can start again. Girls? Girls!
What happened to them?
I don't know. I was talking to you. Zara, please, dear, say something. What is it you think you're up to?
We're watching the sea.
So vast, calling out to us.
It's like they're under a spell. Wait, maybe they killed Kurt. I mean, under the influence. They wouldn't even know.
Abby... did you kill Kurt?
No.
See, they haven't killed anyone.
We've killed so many people. Their voices in the darkness. I can hear them in the sea.
Did you hear that?
It can't be true. Zara, tell us it isn't true.
We killed a whole world. We lost people in the vortex. My own daughter.
Oh, she can't mean it.
Said they were running from something.
But they're so young.
They're They both swing for this.
No!
They admitted it.
Abby! Zara! Listen to me now! Whoever did this to you, whatever they made you do, are you responsible for the people who died?
We tried to make things better, but
we killed those people.
There you have it, then.
No, this isn't right.
You go to the pub. I'll wait for the police.
I mean it! Wait!
Oh, get off me!
You're not going anywhere!
I don't answer to you!
I'll make you if I have to!
Get off me! Get off me! We're going to...
Look out! No! No! Zara? What happened?
I couldn't reach them. They fell into the sea.
Take my hand. We can teleport down. We'll find them.
It's too late. I can sense it. I can sense...
Sissy! It's full of lost voices. Not just Dennis and Miss Simone. All the people from the hotel.
They were heading for the pub. They must have... They can't all have been swept off the cliff. The sea. It had us under its spell.
It was calling us. It wanted us to throw ourselves in. How did you break free?
Miss Simone. She was fighting for us. I felt the spark of it. But she was ready to give her life to save us.
Something's really not right. We have to get away from this place.
Take my hand and... Oh.
The hotel? It's not on fire.
It's good as new.
Oh, it doesn't matter. We still have to get away.
But we owe it to Miss Simone. Whatever this is, we have to put it right.
It can take us over. Make us forget who we are.
Abby, I'm not running away.
I don't believe it.
So, it was all a trick.
Oh no, Miss Zara. I died.
Kurt!
Perhaps you'd like a drink or something to eat. Our specials are mutton in a French style and Italian Welsh rabbit.
Well, I am a bit hungry.
Don't let him get in your head. While we're together, he can't undermine us.
What? I'm here to help. So guests are refreshed and ready to continue on their journey.
You mean to throw themselves into the sea?
It's important that they go willingly.
You trick them into killing themselves.
I give them a reason to accept their deaths.
You mean...
They're already dead.
And you're not, are you? You're something else. Something we've not had here before.
The sea. It's not the sea. It's whatever awaits.
I'm not much of a believer.
But I don't understand. We saw you dead.
Quite the mystery, wasn't it? Good of Albert to take charge.
You let him be a hero.
Poor man couldn't handle retirement. Couldn't find a hobby that needed the same shrewd intelligence and judge of character. Let himself go. Had a heart attack. I gave him a last bow to be proud of.
He died letting me escape.
If you'd felt how happy it made him.
And Miss Simone? She was taking control of her life.
Rather than sniping at everyone else. And Dennis? Well, poor Dennis. I'd begun to despair. Never put himself forward for anything. Been here year after year. Turns out he blamed himself for the death of a girl in the war. Had it in his head that anyone he liked would die too. Does that sound familiar?
When I let you look into my head...
I saw all your secrets. And you gave me the insight I needed. Poor Dennis mooned after you, Miss Zara. So I offered you to him.
You made him think we'd kill people.
I'll let him recognise himself.
He was going to have us arrested.
I'd thought he'd help you escape. And he did consider it, but anyone he got close to died. So having you arrested was a way to protect you. And when Miss Simone stopped him, well, he was grateful. It was how you'd be saved.
I felt it. That moment of waking from the dream, he did that.
Nearest I could get to a happy ending. I wait on them, give them a last good meal, then help them on their way.
Well, that's what this place is. A sort of waiting room.
We're at the end of time and space. The cliff overlooking oblivion. We get the flotsam and jetsam of history here. But no one's ever washed up from the other side. Until you.
We're special, didn't you know?
You couldn't figure us out. That's why things got so melodramatic. You had to raise your game.
Questions still remain. The things I saw in your head...
Are mine to worry about.
You want to help people too.
Yes. Perhaps we could stay here, Zara. We could help.
I'd welcome the company.
But you don't help them, do you?
What?
He gives them peace. He looks into their souls, finds why they're hurting.
Then pushes them over the edge.
They're dead. I help them pass on.
But why do they have to? Albert, Miss Simone, they were happy here.
They needed to pass on.
No. You needed to use them. To get into our heads. You warned me about Dennis, but you're the one who's not what you seem. And you saw inside me. You saw the deal we'd made with the Grace.
That we die when we choose to. That's what all this was about.
You knew where we were vulnerable. You glimpsed what we've been through.
I saw more than that. I know all your secrets. Rewriting history stitch by little stitch. There are consequences. Like a storm on the horizon. You'll never escape it.
Then we face what's coming. We don't have any choice.
We're not going to run away.
You will. That's what the Grace knew when they made that deal. That you'll choose to die.
And that's why you ran away.
What?
When you saw in my head, it terrified you. Because you knew what we could do.
What are you doing?
What were you scared of?
What we always do.
You're cheating.
We're putting things right.
You have to stop. You can't bring anyone back.
Didn't you know? When we're together, we can do anything.
What happened? What is this?
We're back in the hotel.
But we were dead.
And we made you better. Hello.
Your guardian angels.
You have to send them back again.
Weren't you dead too, dear?
Yes, we were all dead. We should be dead.
It was a trick. He's been playing games with us. Getting in our heads, making us do what he wants.
They're the ones who are making us do things. They brought us back from the dead.
But they were possessed by someone else.
Or pretending to be.
Oi, Albert.
Well, you could have been. What we really need is that... Ha! Well, exactly.
What's that?
What does it sound like? The cavalry.
You conjured the police.
We didn't do anything. It was Albert.
I didn't call anyone.
You did. This place, it's a dream on the edge of oblivion. It just needs a strong will to command it.
She's lying. She's trying to trick you, Dennis. You remember dying?
I remember hitting the sea. You were with me when we died.
Pipe down, dear. What do you mean, Zara?
You don't have to pass over if you don't want to. You can stay in the hotel. You can take it over.
Enough! Listen. What's that?
That... It's the sea.
What have you done to them?
It was you controlling them.
It's the sea. Calling to them. Offering them a final, perfect peace. They only need to accept it. They only need to choose. Like you do, Dennis. You fell from the clifftop. You remember the sea?
It was so cold.
Dennis! No! Abby and Zara are right! You can fight it!
I couldn't fight. I thrashed my legs, tried to reach the surface, but I couldn't break away. I couldn't.
You killed him!
Dennis was already dead. He just stopped pretending, Albert. You remember the fire.
It was all around me.
Albert, no!
Miss Simone.
It's the Theatre Royal. My last curtain call.
So long ago. There's nothing left for you now.
Who are you to say so?
What? How are you able to...
You don't remember, do you? You don't remember your name.
I'm...
I didn't catch that. What is your name?
I don't remember.
Abby, Zara, whatever he's done to you, it stops now.
Oh, how? You've beaten him.
Shh, let them do this.
Albert, if you'd be so good. Albert!
Oh, right. Yes. Now then, my lad, you've got yourself in a spot of bother. The police are here now.
I didn't mean anything, mister. They're taking me away.
Is that what you want? They're not going to force you.
Got to face the music sometime, haven't I? Sorry for any trouble.
That's all right, dear. Off you go.
He's gone. You got rid of him.
I sent him on his way. Thanks to you two.
Us? We didn't do anything. He had us under his spell.
You showed me I had power of my own.
if I chose to use it.
We'll run this place now. Help people who stop here. But we won't move them on if they don't want to go.
The hotel has plenty of rooms. You're welcome to stay for as long as you like.
That's very kind.
You don't want to stay. I can see it in your heads. Am I going to know what our guests want?
I think it comes with the job. So, you have to be careful. Kurt thought he was helping people.
I'll keep an eye on her. Make sure she doesn't stray.
No, will you? I wish you'd stay with us. Just for a bit.
It's tempting. That's the problem. We might never leave.
Well, that's not such a bad thing.
But there's things you need to do.
I don't know. Is there?
Zara, I never said. Persephone and Mulden.
You left them behind, in the trap they built for us.
But something Persephone said. Why she chose Mulden's name.
It was meant to mean something to us. She thought we'd been there with Marek. Oh.
I thought she'd got it wrong. But what if she was right?
And we just hadn't been there with him yet. Abby, take my hand.
They didn't even say goodbye.
Well, you know what young people are like. Now, it's just us. Well, we should probably...
I'm sorry, please. Can I use your telephone?
Hello? Can we help you, dear?
I've driven off the road. All this blessed rain. Miracle it wasn't more serious.
Now, don't worry, dear. We'll look after you.
Hello, my name's Mark Wright. I'm the producer of Graceless, and today we've been recording part one of series three, which is called The Edge. And I am joined by...
Laura Doddington, playing Zara.
Kira Jansen, playing Abby.
Paul Copley, playing Dennis.
Sunny Orman, playing Miss Simone.
Tim Bentinck, playing Albert.
Joe Cohen, playing Kurt.
Hello, everybody. We've got quite a packed studio today. So, Kira and Laura back playing Abby and Zora.
I am Zora.
Zorba the Greek.
You should see the movement she's doing.
Back playing Abby and Zara. How do you feel to be back? It's been quite a while.
Yeah, it has.
Delightful.
It's always lovely.
It's lovely.
Well, it's
lovely. We're trying to be well behaved.
I know, we have been really good today. Really good.
Do you find yourselves just slipping back into the old routines and the partnership? And because you're very good friends by this stage, aren't you? You kind of.
No, yeah, we are. Yeah, we are.
Why? I want to be in the same booth as her, though. It makes me really upset that she's behind this glass.
I love that.
Oh, I see.
We don't have Simon the writer here with us today, but he'll be back tomorrow, so I'm expecting more trouble when the three of you are together.
Yeah, yes. That's what it's worth.
And turning to our guest stars, how do you all feel about coming into doing things like Big Finish and different kind of science fiction things like this, because you've all done Big Finish before.
I've died so many times on Big Finish production. I think I must have died six times altogether in Big Finish productions, various different people.
You've been killed by Wirren and Nulls,
everybody.
Yeah.
And it's the opportunity to be able to do your evil laughs as well as Joe's managed to do so brilliantly in this. The evil the things when it's actually written down MWAHA.
Nothing
do
like
you ever
better.
Get the opportunity to do that? Unless we're on the Star Trek or Star Wars set, this is where we get to do it. It's bliss.
And Paul, you did a Big Finish quite a few years ago, which is one of the highly regarded Big Finish releases, Spare Parts from the Doctor Who range.
Yes, that's true, apparently so, but it's great to play the hotelier of Hotel California. I just wish the line, "You can check out any time you like, but you can never leave," should have been in it.
Well, we can splice that in, I think. Yeah. That shouldn't be a problem. Now, Tim and Sonny, you're both regulars on The Archers.
Yes.
How does it compare? When we have somebody from The Archers, and I always ask, or anybody from other things, how it compares working on The Archers to how we work here at Big Finish. It's quite different, isn't it?
Well, I think the similarities, it's fast. programmes, you know, pretty fast.
And I think probably, you know, Ambridge is science fiction as well in its way, in that it doesn't actually exist. You know, there isn't Borsetshire, doesn't actually. It could be another planet.
Doesn't it, Tim? I thought that it did.
It has its own weather. It has a completely different weather pattern to the rest of the country. So in some ways there are sort of. Technically the difference is that you can't see this listener, but we are all in separate booths with our own separate microphones and headphones on, and that all the kind of the distance and the movement and things and effects are all put in afterwards in what's known as post, whereas in The Archers it's all done in real time in a room, so that if you're far away from somebody, you are actually physically far away from them. And so there are technical differences in the way they record it, but speed-wise, no, it's very quick. It's great. It's really good fun.
and Joe over there in the corner, I've been playing our kind of sort of villain character in this piece. Have you played many villains?
It's the second villain I've played with Big Finish, actually. I don't often play villains, no, and they are usually a lot of fun. So it's nice to have the opportunity, especially when they're not obviously a villain to begin with, because then you've got the element of surprise as well. But that seems to be my calling card for Big Finish.
Yeah, we were all enjoying your evil laugh earlier in the wild track.
Oh, I'm having so much fun with that.
So, Kieran, Laura, this is kind of the beginning of what we are anticipating is our final series of Graceless. Oh, sad faces.
I know,
over
sad
there.
Faces, downward turn mouths.
Okay, do you have any sense that you feel that the story of Abby and Zara is coming to an end?
No, of course not. I'm so upset about this. This is when we need Simon here.
Well, so you can
blackmail
kill
him.
Yes, of course.
Because you've played these characters on and off now for 5 years.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Near
really?
Enough. Is that, I think that's
no,
right. I think
come
the original
on. I'm still 23.
I think the original Key to Time was 5 years
five
ago.
5 years ago. It oh was. My goodness. Wow.
Crazy.
Time flies.
My 21st birthday was with Big Finished.
And mine.
Sorry.
So sorry, kind of so it's kind of the beginning of the end of the journey, really. Kira was she heard what the tagline for this series was earlier at lunch, which is "The Day They Chose to Die."
Yes, exactly. Ooh. But when did we choose this? This is what I mean. We need Simon to
I've not chosen
this.
To die.
We
have
didn't
you?
Choose any Simon.
I haven't chosen. No,
it's not the
I
beginning
shall
of
not
the end.
Die.
So you're kind of looking forward to seeing where this journey kind of takes us and ends up. Sorry,
yes.
That's a really anodyne question, isn't it?
Yes.
I do apologise. Oh, I'm getting accusatory stares from the two boys over there.
You are being eyeballed. Yes. Sorry. That was unintentional.
Yes. Right, I've just had a word from the control room that I have to wind this up. We could just go on forever. I would like to thank our guest stars for today. You've all been fantastic.
Thank you very much indeed for asking us.
Thank you.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow's recording, which is The Battle. Where we will have Simon with us, so you will have chance to have words with him.
Good chance for blackmailing.
Yes. Thank you very much, everybody.